Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Neona.
Welcome.
Hi.
Perfect. What do we do in this podcast?
We read a shit story.
Who wrote this story?
I'm not going to tell you.
Not going to tell you, okay. So we are just reading a story that someone wrote.
When they were in 7th grade. I'm not sure if they were 13. Don't do numbers to me so late at night.
So late at night, it's 8 p.m.?
Yeah, it's sleepy time.
Yes. I agree.
We are getting old.
I mean, I woke up this morning at 5:45. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Why did you wake up so early?
I work at a bakery.
When did you have to be there?
At 8, but I also have to get there.
Okay. Is it so far away?
1 hour.
1 hour? Oh my gosh, okay.
I mean, I'm a little bit too early than there, but there's no other bus. It's, yeah.
Oh my.
I mean, you know how far this town is away.
I know.
We went there by bike, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to this town by bike, and I think we needed 2 hours or something to go there.
Yeah,
and again, bike.
Also normally we'd need half an hour with the bike. If you go in a normal speed.
Sam had her bike also broke on the way
a little bit. Then, yes,
and I think my tires also broke on the way a bit.
Yeah, so we had to go back and fix Mindy's bike.
Yeah.
And then we also didn't want to drive on the street, so we...
Yeah, we had to take, several ways.
But there's a straight way through the fields.
No, there isn't.
Okay.
But you had to go over the street at some point. And Sam didn't want to.
Yes, at some point, but I think you always have to go over one street at some point.
Yeah, I know.
We could have been there in half an hour.
But I never managed it in just half an hour.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more, but not 2 hours.
Yeah, we were sightseeing. Let's just say we were sightseeing and looking at
Was suffering.
Yes, I was suffering.
Listen to our first season. We actually made an episode.
True, we went there.
We went swimming, and at that place we recorded for a bit until the lawnmower came, and then we drove back.
This was one of the episodes where we were like, yeah, let's do a beach episode. We go to the lake, and then we go into the water, and then we have a picnic, and then we are going to record something after we ate something, and then we were sitting in the darkest corner away from everyone at the fence, and then on the other side of the fence there were cars, people going all the time, and this guy who was doing the lawn.
Yeah.
And it was just very loud, and I think there's one episode where you can listen to the beginning of the episode, and then we were like, oh no, we cannot do this here, so let's go home. And then we were home.
After 2 more hours.
Oh. Yeah, and I think, did we record the episode after we came home, or did we record it on a different day again?
We recorded it on a different day, because you went straight home and I got off my bike and pushed it the rest of the way.
I remember. Yeah. We were so unmotivated. So we were okay, let's just go home.
I wasn't unmotivated. I was dead.
Yes. You can also say it like this. But yeah, I remember.
Again. Half an hour!
Like I said, maybe a little bit longer. Depends on how fast you are. But yes, half an hour. But I'm also not going by bike there because it's in the morning and I'm very tired in the morning because, like I said, I have to get up very early and it's cold. It's just cold.
Yeah, but now it's getting warmer, so...
But it's still early in the morning. I mean, this
doesn't
change.
Still another argument. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now it's sleepy time.
But how is it working in a bakery for you?
Yes, it's yes. fine, I guess.
How is it? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. Are you selling a lot of bread?
Yes.
Nice.
And smaller ones. What's the name? Buns.
Buns. Buns. Yeah.
Yes. And sweets and stuff
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, do you also have cake?
Yes, we also have cake.
What's the best cake in the bakery?
Oh.
Oh, I've never tried because I also have to pay, of course. And yeah, I saved the money.
I couldn't work in a bakery. I would try everything.
But you also taking have to pay a bite, everything.
Taking a bite out of every bun before I put it in the bag.
And give it to the person yeah. by looking straight into the eyes, right?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, it's not that good.
You should take another one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But you have worked in a bakery before, right? This is not your first time in a bakery, or?
Well, yes, I started this year.
Oh, okay. Like, before you were only selling cheese, so you never worked in a bakery before?
No.
Ah, okay. Sounded like you had experience, but I think the experience comes from selling your cheese.
Yes, I mean,
meeting customers all the time and so on. Hmm? Meeting customers and weird people all the time.
Yeah. I mean, selling something is not that difficult. If you know how to sell and how to talk to people and how to defend when people are attacking you, then yes.
Like, what do you do when people attack you?
Yeah, I mean, when I ask a second time, sorry, what do you want? I didn't hear it because you're just not loud enough because you are muffling in your clothes or something. Some people are really, really quiet. It's really hard. And then you ask again, sorry, what do you want? I want this and this. How dare you ask me again?
How dare you?
Yeah, it's something really like this. And then it's okay, I just asked because I didn't hear you. And in these situations, you also say I have to be friendly, of course. But I sometimes find it really hard when people attack you like this because they were too quiet. So I couldn't hear them. And then they are. This is something that really annoys me. Just speak loud enough, then I have to don't ask a second time.
Yeah, but then they get like aggressive, like after.
Yes, they get aggressive, and it's like,
that's weird.
Okay, stay cool.
Do you also have customers who like have like headphones on and ask something?
No, most of the times they are old people.
So. Ah, okay. Would be nice if you have like a grandpa with his ghetto blaster or so coming inside, like trying to be a youngster.
No.
I would like to be like this.
You really? Are like this.
I. Why do you say I am like this? Only because I run around with my ghetto blaster or something? No, I don't have one. But why would you think so?
You have a music box. And you are old.
Hey! Okay, I'm older than you, but yeah, you could say it's like it's a small ghetto blaster. It's a modern one.
I think it's not the feeling of a ghetto blaster.
So do you think when I walk around having my mini ghetto blaster on my shoulder?
If you hold it like this, yeah.
It's totally the same feeling as a mini ghetto blaster. Totally.
I would be holding it, like, now I'm gesturing for Sam and Neona how I would holding my mini ghetto blaster, which we are going to take a picture from, I guess, on my shoulder, and then I would go around like, yeah,
really I'm cool.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And then you have, of course, to listen to rap or R&B or something like this, so for really cool
K-pop.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Then I would be like, no. Would be maybe the uncoolest Ghetto Blaster person there.
The uncoolest granny.
Uncoolest granny. Oh. Yeah, maybe I can live with this. It's fine. How is life? You work in a bakery. I went to Finland.
I stayed in bed for 3 days.
Same as like for all the 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't. Like, when did we record the last time? I think it was before Finland, so 3 weeks ago or something.
Yes,
it's been a while.
We've made an episode in between in which I wrote an intermediate piece.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh, Neona. the people who are listening already know what happened in the last
episode
because Sam wrote this intermediate chapter where she actually included Mindy.
Oh, okay.
So me.
Yes.
That's the story me. And
Mindy.
I stole a wallet. No, Mindy stole a wallet.
Uh-huh.
From Marcy.
What?
And Marcy is scared of Mindy.
Interesting.
Well, what else did happen? She was trying to call Jim, who was in prison. but the people at the prison were like, don't call us.
Stop calling us.
So Mindy seems to call the prison more often than once.
No,
they already know her by heart.
Yeah.
Well, what else did happen, I think? I don't remember.
I would look it up, but I'm recording on my phone.
But you also don't know it anymore?
I'm not sure. If you want to open it, you can open it.
No, it's fine. Like, the listener knows what happened, like, when they heard the last episode. But this is everything you should know.
Like, yeah, I have to know.
So, now she finally included also Mindy in the story, and maybe in future there will be more intermediate chapters where, like, we have encounters of characters of this story with, like, characters from the other story. And maybe some stuff that also happens. Because...
maybe some stuff will also... Yeah, this tends to happen in chapters.
Oh, wow, really?
Like, content-wise, not so much happens in every chapter, yeah.
That's true. Nothing will happen in this chapter, for example.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I just wait for the granny to cry. Like, is the granny still crying in front of Trudy's house?
The neighbor,
which Kat was killed.
I don't know. Maybe she is.
I mean, yeah, we will figure it out, I guess. But first of all, before we go into the chapter, how was your lunch? Do you remember what you ate?
Just a bun. I'm working in a bakery and I only have like half an hour, so it was just a bun.
Perfect. I think last time, I think you also went to the bakery and you ate just a
possible,
bun.
Possible. Yes, I mean, that's where I work at this moment.
Yeah. Don't cry! Niona's crying. Oh no. Everything will be alright.
Yeah.
Sam, what is that? Just change topic.
Yeah, I went to Penny and got a little...
Not sponsored.
But I got a little bag of noodles with shrimp taste.
Okay. Huh? Like this pre-packaged...
Genau, this 56 cent package, which I put in a bowl and I put hot water on it and then I ate it.
How was it?
I liked it.
First time trying it or...?
No, I usually take this when I want to spend less than €1 on lunch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, once, I think, I don't know, now comes the granny through.
Yeah.
10 years ago or something. I don't know. Where,
like, back when...
back in your days. Back in my days. But I think when I was a teenager. Yeah, 10 years ago. Like, some people from my, how's it called, from my school... like, these prepackaged noodles thingy were already a thing. And you have, like, this, like, spices packed in smaller packages so that you can put them over the noodles later. And, yeah, normally you should prepare them, like, Sam did. Like, you should cook the noodles and then eat, like, a soup.
Yeah.
But these people went to, like, the kiosk, brought these noodles and ate them like a snack.
Okay.
On the street.
Yeah.
And I was passing them. I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Which is also what some of my classmates did.
Was it so common, right?
Yes, it was the thing back then. Back then in the back old days.
Oh, granny, hello! Now we are two grannies.
No, back when I was young, we didn't do that. We usually went to the kiosk and ate döner.
Oh, we had a döner at the kiosk?
Yeah, we had döner exactly next to the school.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, we hadn't.
So we had packaged noodles.
We also had a shopping center nearby. So I ate normally Asian noodles from shop there. And but some people didn't break as a snack to eat this noodles. This other noodles.
The package noodles.
The package noodles, yes.
I like how you're pointing your finger at me. Like, these noodles, you know, these noodles.
I was searching for the name. but it's just in a break as a snack or something like this. But for lunch, we normally went to this shopping center.
Okay.
And had there our lunch, yeah.
Yeah, because I once tried to eat these noodles also this way, just to eat some with the spices and everything. And I don't know, like when I tried it, it was quite okay because they're like very crunchy and everything. Yeah. And they feel like a snack. So I can imagine how you can eat it like often. But I don't know, like in my mind, I felt like because I knew the version when they were cooked and I liked the cooked version more than the snack version. So yeah. I was like, okay, I don't know. I will eat the soup.
Yeah, but there are also some people who like to eat dry noodles in general. So not just this Asian noodles, but dry noodles in general. And I also don't like this. I normally prefer cooked noodles.
Same.
Yeah. Like when you have like a really thin, long noodle, and then when you cook the noodles, and I don't know when there's like one noodle that fell to the side, then I'm like, I take a bite of it, then it's okay, but...
Remember, we were also recording an episode with Mac, and before that we were eating cake for breakfast, and at that cafe we were, they had straws out of noodle.
Oh, true!
You ate the noodle.
Oh, damn it, I'm the first.
Can you believe?
Can you believe? No, but not as often, like, when you have a straw out of a noodle, then you have to eat it. Then I have to eat it.
Everything else would be waste.
Yeah. My head is always like, don't waste things. Like, they would throw it away afterwards. So, it's not like
they would reuse it.
Clean
the noodle. Clean the
noodle. Interesting.
Oh, don't clean the noodle, please, and don't reuse it. This sounds horrible. No.
No. But lasagna platten.
Leaves,
maybe like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are okay, I would say.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Because you also have to break them sometimes so that they fit nicely into our flow form.
Yeah.
In your form. No.
In your form. In your where you put the lasagna baking tray.
What? Baking tray.
Baking tray?
I'm not entirely sure.
The thing where you put your lasagna in, I guess everyone can imagine this open thing where it goes inside. But normally these plates or these leaves don't really fit, so you have to break them and then you have small pieces and you can just eat them. That's okay, I would say, but otherwise...
I normally put like the extra pieces like also on top of the other pieces.
Okay.
So for me, it's like the complete opposite. I was like, no, I don't like the plates. Just leave them there. but give me the thin noodles and it's fine. Okay, that's interesting.
At our place, actually, we have this lasagna thing where the leaves fit exactly. Do you remember? We actually made lasagna when you visited me.
Every time when I visited you.
Yeah, and nothing was left over because it fits exactly.
That's nice. That's really nice. No, I have one with roundish corners. And then they just don't fit because they're not round. And you're like, damn it.
You have to fill every corner. Every inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I have for lunch? The same that I had yesterday. The same that we had for dinner.
Curry.
I had way too much curry. No, I made like a sweet potato, pineapple. What else did I put inside? Carrot, onion, mushrooms.
Is there also potato inside? No.
No, that's sweet potato.
Yes, it was just sweet potato, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I put like everything that I had in my fridge inside.
Onion. Everything. I think you already said that, sorry.
Yeah. Carrots, I also.
Yeah.
Porridge? No, what is it called? Porridge? Lauch?
Lauch.
In German, it's both possible. I don't know the English name.
vegetables, just vegetables, and it was, I personally really enjoyed it. I normally had to put more salt on it. So, yeah. Because you were my guest today and I had way too much curry, this was also our dinner before now the recording started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I actually ate just some rice now with an egg and mayonnaise and soy sauce. Which is like a really nice combination. Like, Mac was the first person who did it this way. And I just love it. It's so nice. You should try. You look like you don't believe me. It's very tasty.
No, we're just upset that we weren't allowed to try.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, next time I will just give you a bowl of rice and then mayonnaise on top. And then you're like, perfect.
You're like, you two get curry and I get something good.
Because the curry took me actually like more, how's it called? More working hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like doing all the cutting, curry.
Yeah. It was great. It tasted really good.
Yeah.
And then I had just my, it felt more like I had the peasant meal.
Yeah.
And you have the deluxe curry something. Yeah. So, should we go into the chapter? Because we already started to talk about it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So last time I remember, there was a granny standing in front of Trudy's house crying, and we think that Gordon will join now. And the father.
Yeah.
Awkward silence. Awkward silence.
I was trying to remember if anything else happened, but...
No.
I just liked
Trudy's way of handling the grandma was just like, okay, I don't know how to handle you, close the door. Maybe this is what I should have done to the guy.
Yeah,
just like push him out of the room.
Have a nice time, bye.
Yeah, because, oh yeah, I can, okay, short tangent. I was working at my workplace where Sam is also working because we are colleagues now. And
which you mention in every episode, by the way.
I have to mention, I guess. People can forget.
Yeah.
And
in case you are new here, we're working together.
we are just colleagues.
Yeah. No best friends. No besties
anymore. And I was working, doing my working stuff, pushing on my keyboard to some keys and something.
typing on the keyboard.
No, I was just pushing
on the keyboard. randomly.
I imagine myself just like standing there, da-da-da-da-da, like pushing keys on my keyboard. And
sorry.
And then normally I have my door closed because I like it when it's silent. And sometimes there are people walking around the corridor and everything. I'm like, nah, no, close the door. But because we are doing mainly counseling, people can come and go. And they can just come inside into our office without knocking or anything. So we have like a sign saying, yeah, just come in.
Everyone knocks, come on.
Not really.
No?
The guy who came inside opened the door, was like, yeah, the sign says I can just come in, right? And I was like, yeah, yeah, come in. First of all, I didn't recognize him, but it was a colleague of us. Who just started working in the secretary, I think he said 4 or 5 months ago. So he was quite new. And I was just sitting there. I was like, okay, yeah, what do you want? And then he randomly started to rant about his colleague, like his supervisor. And he actually slammed on the table 2 or 3 times while he was ranting and getting very emotional and passionate in his speech. And he was also mentioning, like, I'm overqualified for this job and everything. And I was like, what should I do? I just listened to him because I was scared of him a bit. Because, I don't know, when you have, like, a random guy who you don't really know. Because I just saw this colleague, like, 2 or 3 times or something. Just like, hey, hi, this is work, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
And then he comes inside, rants about being very emotional, slams on your table. What would you do? I don't know. I was just sitting there listening and thinking, okay, when is this over? So in this moment, I should have just said, okay, I don't know how to handle this. Please go. Bye. Just close the door. Yeah. Here is the door.
Whenever I am panicking, panicking and I get stressed, I send people over to our boss.
Oh, really?
I think I would have just sent him over to...
Yeah, the fun thing was, while he was venting for now, like, for 20 minutes, my boss also came into the office.
Yeah.
Our boss. She actually knocked on the door and was like, hey, Mindy, do you have time? I just want to come over and check up on you. Having a mini ghetto blaster on his shoulder.
No, comes in and also starts crying.
Everyone was ranting in my office. No, she just came in and then she saw the guy, the colleague, and assumed that I was in like a serious conversation, mm-hmm. like working wise, mm-hmm. and then just went away like, oh, okay, see you later. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, no, don't go! And actually the guy also decided, oh yeah, it has been 20 minutes, so I shouldn't stop you from your work anymore. And then he went and I was like, whew, okay. Hopefully this was the last time he came here. No, it wasn't. Because afterwards I was like, okay, he talked so emotionally and then like... I was also very emotionally affected by what he said. I was like, okay, I just talked with my boss about what she wanted to talk about. And then I went to her office and we just talked about very nice things. She wanted to get a dog now. So this is another story. And then I went back to my office, I think 15 minutes later or half an hour later. And then I was just sitting down. And then... just 5 minutes, I was sitting there trying to push keys on my keyboard again, and then the guy came again inside the room. And this time he was just coming inside, sitting down on a chair, like far away from me at another table. We have like another table in this room.
Yeah, that's where I usually sit and where you see me playing chess.
Yeah.
Listen to our other episodes. Yeah.
Some side note.
Yeah.
And he was sitting down, not looking at me, but he started ranting. And then when I went over to him, he was crying. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What can I do? And then I was patting his back and everything and offering tea and chocolate and just sat down. And he was like, I don't want to, how's it called? I don't want you to stop from your work and everything. I was like, I cannot just work when you're sitting here and cry. I will listen to you now. Just like
so
really,
weird.
I just couldn't go to my lap, to my computer.
I'll just cry over there. It's
yeah, just
fine.
Cry over there. He'd have some tissues and I play some chess.
Can you cry quietly, please? I have to work.
Like, how would I come over, like, as the most coldest person? Like, I cannot work when there's, like, a guy crying there. And I was like, okay, I just sat down next to him. He talked more about how he wanted to cancel his job? How's it called? Kündigen.
Quit.
How he wanted to quit his job. And he started crying and everything. I was like, oh, I don't know how to help you. And then he started to talk about his ex-girlfriends and stuff like this. And
oh, this is
his mother.
Okay. It gets weirder every time you talk about it.
So like, he's single? This is what I'm getting from this. Because you have to understand he has a French accent.
I see Sam is looking for an opportunity.
He's emotionally vulnerable.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you really want this guy.
I'm also not sure. Because he said he wanted to go back to France and everything, go to his, like, he talked with his mom, so, and they were like, oh yeah, come back home, my son, and in a French accent. And I cannot do the French accent. And again, we were sitting there, like, I think for 20 minutes or something. And then actually, I said that I have an appointment.
Yeah, your appointment was with me. We were eating lunch together.
Yes, my appointment was just like lunchtime with Sam. I was just like, oh, no, I was already listening to him all the time. He's just like, he said that my office was his safe space because he was like, oh, there's no other people, and it's so quiet here. Like, I can understand it. I like the office. It's very quiet when you close the door. And there are like no people around. Apart from students coming over all the time. But yeah, so I just offered him, I have an appointment. I have to go. I know you have a key card to this room, so when you can just stay here as long as you want. Here are some tissues, tea, chocolate. And I have to go now. Please lock the door. Bye-bye. No, I said it more in like an emotional way, also telling him like, life has ups and downs. And he was like, in the end, he was actually thanking me with merci. Yeah, merci is...
Yeah, that's French.
Right? I was like, did he? He said merci, so this was French, yes. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. And I was like, okay, bye-bye. Because I felt very uncomfortable, like, I don't know, having a random guy sitting there crying in my office who I don't know, only saw 3 times and...
Can I imagine?
Like, what else could I have done, like, just sitting there and... Listening more.
It's just weird that the whole story is just weird in general. This guy is weird. Everything is weird about it.
Yeah. And therefore I was like, during lunch, I was just trying to talk with Sam about it, but nothing happened to you, like a similar case. And also Niona never had this happen to her. And no one that I know ever had this experience.
No one crying, but I had the fun thing when the... doctor came and talked to me about his son, which was a fun experience. But we'll talk about this another time.
Another tangent. Like just a doctor about his son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, tangent over. Guy wasn't in the office today and yesterday, so everything is fine.
He asked you not to talk about it, so the first thing you do is talking about it on your podcast.
You also said it's top secret.
Yeah.
But I think it was mainly, mainly like, how's it called? When I talk about it with like his supervisor or his boss or another person who's actually involved, like we both are not really involved. We just are, how's it called? Heavies?
Yeah, we are just helping students. We have 35 hours in a month.
Yeah, we are normally just in the office like 5 hours per week, sometimes longer, sometimes less.
Mm.
And I don't know, we have like a room. Which is separated from like all of the other people who are actually working there full time. So we are kind of like in a safe space, you could say. Like everything that they have to deal with, it's their problem.
Yeah, I mean, technically we are counselors, so.
Yeah.
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 But are we also counselors for our colleagues? It seems so, right?
I mean, I'm a psychology student, and I think you handled it a lot better than I would have.
What would you have done?
Like? Send him over to our boss. I told you.
So just imagine.
Take his hand and lead him over.
There's the next door. Please go there.
He's still there. But he said, like, no one understands. Oh my gosh. He also, like, he looked me in the eye when I was sitting next to him, like petting his back and everything. And he looked me.
Don't say and everything because it sounds like you did more than that.
Because the story goes. The more I think about it, the weirder it gets. Because because then he was looking into my eyes and saying and telling me the stuff about like, oh yeah, this is top secret. Mm. Like I understand why he said it. Like I don't know. I don't want to involve myself into like say chaos, colleague chaos. Mm. So I just don't talk with anyone around it about it. Who is actually involved. And then he was like, yeah, you're the only person who can understand me. And then I was like, no, I don't understand you, actually.
By the way, how old is he?
So I don't
I think he's Mindy's age.
Okay. Oh, no. That's not that creepy, because I imagine...
No. He's not older. In his 40s or something. No.
Okay.
Mindy's age or younger, from what how I saw him.
Okay, then it's okay, because, I mean, it's still very creepy and very weird, but not as strange as it was getting in my mind right now. So.
Yeah. Or do you think he would have liked to be show his vulnerable side and be like, oh yeah,
falling in each other's arms.
Oh no. Yeah, I was like, okay, I pat your back, but there's everything I can do.
Yeah, man, if he would be older and then they're sitting and crying, it would be more weird. So
oh, this would be so fun to have like a grandpa sitting there. Oh, grandpa.
No, I mean, if it was a grandpa, it would be cute again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Maybe also weird, but not as weird as this would be if he was 40 or 50. Then I guess that's the weirdest age mm-hmm. it can get. Yeah.
I would have liked if he would have been older, like... if it would have been actually our boss who was sometimes very random.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, he came once into your office and was like, hey, do you have chocolate? Like,
do you have cookies? And I wanted to give him one of my shortbread. He was like, no, this is too expensive. I can't take it. And then he left.
He's so random.
Yeah.
He also offers me coffee all the time. But yeah, I think we are now on another tangent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was the crying tangent.
Yeah.
The guy's not there anymore. No problem anymore. Like with all the people that
did
I have
he
a problem
quit,
with.
Actually?
I don't know.
I hope he won't come in the office when I'm there.
Well, we'll just send him over to the boss, I guess.
You can do what you said. Then you don't have the problem, I guess. I will also be not in the office like in the next 2 weeks, so it will be fine. Hopefully they will have solved their problems.
Me neither, I think. Who's going to be in the office?
Another colleague.
Yeah.
Nuna's like, okay. But yeah, let's go into the chapter, I guess.
Let's start the shit story which no one wrote.
Which no one wrote.
Yeah,
let's see. Like that you didn't even put the effort into using, how's it called, capital letters here.
Yeah. What happened so far? Trudy ate scrambled eggs and lied to a neighbor who lost a cat.
Hey, she ate scrambled eggs?
Yes. I don't remember this.
Like, this was the most important part from the last
It was
episode.
Most important important to me because I ate a lot of eggs when I was little because we had chickens.
Ah, so okay.
I think I've said that before.
So you have, like, emotional attachment
to
egg dishes.
Eggs, yeah.
To the eggs. Okay.
I'm emotionally attached to eggs.
Every time when you see an egg, like, ah, childhood.
Yeah. Okay. I miss my chickens.
Your chickens.
Nuna can read.
Read.
Sam is just like, okay, no.
I'm done with this.
I'm out of here.
And also that night, I had nightmares. Nightmares. Oh my god, it starts again. I was sitting on a huge woolly.
Yeah.
Okay. I was sitting on a huge woolly sheep and riding through a desert. There was nothing everywhere?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's just,
Isn't so it like the, any?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it should be anywhere.
There was nothing but yellow and grey checkered sand dunes. Yeah. I think the everywhere is just out of place.
Okay. There was nothing but yellow and grey checkered sand dunes.
How can sand dunes be checkered?
I asked myself as I clawed at the wool of the galloping sheep. All of a sudden, the sheep slowed down and then stopped. I noticed how we gradually sank deeper and deeper into the sand.
Mindy?
wait, what sound does the sheep make?
Meh.
Bah. But ba doesn't sound like a sheep, isn't it?
Yeah, but
in English,
a dream.
Is it?
It's English ba. for ba is
okay.
English for meh.
Ah,
in German,
okay.
We say meh. The sheep says meh. The Schaf sagt meh.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
I didn't know
That's
that sheep also speak different languages.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah,
they
the animal sounds are different when you look at children's books.
Yeah.
So funny.
Okay, so
it's quite funny that it actually translated the sheep sounds.
But it actually understood that it is a sheep, right?
Yeah. I mean, this site is artificial intelligence, isn't it? Which we use.
Oh, might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess meh or moo is quite quite known.
Yeah, true.
Or woof.
Woof. Okay, I try again.
Ba.
I mean, you're just thinking at the moment. You're not dead.
Did it sound like a
dead? Yeah, like you're very close to dead.
I mean, it's sinking deeper and deeper into the sand. It's...
So I have to start loud and then go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have to try again. I normally don't make animal sounds.
Maybe you should.
Like next time, my name's next time when the guy is coming over, like, then I'm just answering him like with
ba
ba.
They're just getting weirder and weirder every time.
But also, if you're just meeting him at the secretary or in the corridor or in the kitchen,
yeah, don't like, say hi anymore. I'm like,
it's dead human stuff.
Like some people are weird and they say like I don't know dog sounds or anything. I'm like I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. Like a sheep.
I'm a dying sheep.
I'm a dying sheep. That's the most important part.
I'm drowning in the desert.
So drowning in the desert sheep. Oh, I actually have tears. Oh my god.
Once again, Mindy.
Oh no! I already said it so much. Okay. No! Ah!
Bah!
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 So that's enough sheep.
The sheep said.
Oh no!
Over and over for as long as it could.
Oh no!
Then it too was pulled into the cold, damp darkness. Everything got wet, and when it became light again around me, I was swimming in the sea. Around me was nothing but water, and I was tossed back and forth by the waves. Felt nauseous and dizzy. After what felt like an eternity, a huge shark appeared in front of me. It swam towards me at breakneck speed. When it reached me, it opened its mouth wide and swallowed me. I fell. Roughly, I landed on the meadow from last night. The little flowers smiled in greeting. I wondered if they could speak. Suddenly, Sebastian materialized in front of me out of nowhere. Blood was still dripping from his fur.
Okay.
Super.
Actually, I like the description.
Yeah, I found it quite nice.
Yeah, it's a nice description of her nightmare. Like, I like the desert scene.
Sheep.
And also, like, the part is interesting where she landed, like, on the same meadow from last night.
And I'm also just now realizing the meadow. In our first season, there's also a meadow.
Oh, no! True!
Yeah. To Neona, who, of course, remembers the first season.
Because you never listened to it.
Because she listened to every episode,
of course.
Left a rating on every episode,
of course.
Wrote comments and reviews
all day long.
All day long. So, that's what you do after the bakery.
Yes, nothing else.
Yeah, whenever characters died in the first season, they appeared on a meadow.
Ah, okay.
And I described it in a similar way as in this season. Which was not on purpose. I just like the symbolism of meadows, apparently. But it makes a lot more sense now if we want to imagine that Trudy is in a coma.
Mm.
Maybe she's drifting in and out of death, which would make a bit of sense.
And then it makes sense that she meets, like, yeah, it doesn't really make sense, like, Sebastian, like, talking to her and everything, but...
I mean, he's dead.
Yes. And if you're dead, then I imagine that you can talk to dead people, or if you're close to dead.
So maybe there's like an internal connection or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, but now it this is very nice. Alex and Ween more and more get into our idea, right? Yeah. And get like more clues and connect them. Cool, but this was
unintentional. Unintentional, yeah.
Nice, okay. So let's see. I think this is
you reading.
This is me, actually.
Yeah.
What was his voice again? I think Okay.
A lot of animal noises.
Oh, I have to be a cat.
Yeah, cat girl Mindy. Please send your fan art.
Oh god. Yeah. No, this is the Japanese way. Damn it. So, yeah. The hardest thing is not to deal with the stupidity of others, but with your own.
Sebastian said.
I feel kind of attacked now. What are you haunting me for? I asked.
Yeah, help is what I want to bring you. A great mistake you have made, said Willoughby Quaife. And here's a warning. In the beginning, fire burns. Yeah. After a while, only embers glow. In the end, everything turns to ashes.
Meow.
Meow. I like that you're speaking Trudy. And Trudy is like, meow? I imagine this now. So what did he say? So he's actually trying to help her because she made a great mistake in the past.
And he called her stupid.
Yeah, but he's not like... He's appearing and he knows what happened that led maybe to his death and maybe also to her death that happened before the story started, right?
Perhaps.
Do we know how he died?
We don't, I think.
He was quite badly butchered, wasn't he?
Yeah. So we assume he was killed, blood. But we don't know
what happened.
Yeah, it was blood
happened. Everywhere, so yeah, but something.
We don't know exactly.
Yeah.
So what exactly happened besides the blood?
Yeah.
I mean, with cats, you would use a trigger warning for animal death, by the way.
We already mentioned this every episode.
So what happens with cats usually is that they get hit by a car. It's like the worst thing that could happen to a cat when it's outside.
Mm.
Because I know in America, there's a huge problem when you let cats outside in the wrong places. Bigger animals will eat them and you shouldn't let them outside somewhere. But over here, cats are like the biggest thing around, basically. Mm. Maybe sometimes we have foxes or...
Yeah.
I think in our area there are hawks, but they don't eat cats as far as... No?
No.
Do we not have hawks?
Yes, we have hawks, but they don't eat cats.
Yeah, they don't eat cats.
Yes, of course we have hawks.
We have deer who also don't eat cats.
Oh my gosh.
I think in principle there's only one thing that could eat a cat, that's a wolf, and I don't think wolves eat cats.
Yeah, and we don't really have them around here because people tend to shoot them.
No, they're more the northern part of Germany, I guess. And I think also eastern part, but they're not really here.
Yeah. So biggest danger for cat over here are cars. But Sebastian wasn't on the street, he was in the garden, so something else happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a big question.
Yeah.
He also said, in the beginning, fire burns, after a while only embers glow, in the end everything turns to ashes. So something in the beginning, it started, it growed, and it will end everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is it referring to her coma? No, I don't know.
Maybe she's just crazy.
Maybe she was in a fire.
And now she's in the coma.
And then she was in a coma.
Yeah.
The coma is getting worse. And she will die. This is what it's saying. No, I don't know.
But why would he warn her if she can't change anything?
Maybe it's connected to her...
Conscious.
Will and conscious to live. And maybe some decisions that she will make in this coma dream will result in like her death or like waking up in the real world. And maybe she's now on a bad path, so he's telling her like don't do this. Okay, let's continue. So he's there to help her. This is what we know.
My alarm clock rang and I fell out of bed.
No. No! Where's the next chapter? No, I don't. Aww. I'm very curious to see what happens next, because this is the end of the chapter. Mm-hmm. Everything that is translated so far.
Yeah.
Now it's getting really interesting, actually.
Yeah. We can't read a lot more because Mindy has to tell secrets from work.
Yeah.
Or the episode will get too long.
Yeah, yeah. I have to put out all my other secrets that I have.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. No, oh, now it's getting really interesting. Like, I cannot imagine what could happen next. Maybe someone dies in the next chapter or so, and things will escalate.
I think that's too quick. Hmm? I think that's too quick.
Too quick, you say?
Yeah. I don't think someone will die in the next chapter, or in the next, say, 3 chapters.
In the next 30 chapters, until the end, no one will die.
Yeah.
It was only the cat all along.
I guess there will be X again, because now it's morning.
Yeah, X for
I was like, what do you mean? Ah, yeah, yeah, the emotional attachment to the X. Yeah, I forgot about it. Actually, what happened to Gordon? Like,
he went home in his shitty house.
Wait, he went home? But yeah. Didn't Trudy and Rico invited Gordon?
Yeah, but
because
for the
he
next
was
day.
On his way. Wasn't he on his way also to Trudy's house? Because no. She baked cookies for him.
No, she baked cookies for the next day.
Ah, for the next day, okay.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I was like, ah, Gordon is on the way, and then he was, like, at the house, so they baked cookies, now she had a nightmare, and now it's the next morning, and that's the day when Gordon will come over.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe there will be some Gordon time. Gordon lovey-dovey, let's break up or not time.
It gets really bad.
It gets bad?
It gets really bad.
Oh, no. Looking forward to it.
Do they still have school, or is the weekend or something?
Oh, I don't remember if they have school again or it's directly weekend.
Or do they have vacation now?
No vacation. I think
damn it.
It's school the whole time.
What is your prediction for next time?
Oh, I really don't know. I also guess they will go to school, and in the evening or in the afternoon, God will come over. And
what do you think they will do? So Gordon will eat the cookies that Trudy made her, and he's like,
I guess they will break up.
Like, took a bite of one cookie, he's like, no chance this relationship breaks out.
No, but she ranted about his house, didn't match, and she was like, oh no, everything is, I don't know, Trudy was so, I don't know how to phrase it, but not very happy, so to say, with the relationship. So I don't know,
maybe he's not a farmer and doesn't have chickens, so she's
yeah,
like
maybe.
No.
Yeah.
I also think they will break up again,
yeah,
with another reason, and then something will happen, she will be like, okay, now I fall in love again with you.
Yeah, something like this. I can imagine that it's such something like an on-off relationship.
Yeah,
something like this. Yeah
we don't have to ask Sam, because she knows what will happen, I guess.
I'm traumatized.
I'm totally traumatized. Or she wakes up from the coma at some point, and then she sees the real world for a short moment, and then she comes
asleep,
back again.
Yeah. Marcy is sitting next to her bed.
Oh, then she was like, oh no.
She's like, oh no, back to sleep. I don't want to see this.
Hits her own head with something in
Marcy in the weird world is like, oh my god, you're awake! Like, oh, no. No, no.
I'm not.
You just imagined it. Oh, this would be so funny, I would love this scene.
Yeah.
So, this is the end of this episode, so please wait and review wherever you can.
This would be a huge help, and we would really appreciate it if you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review, and a prompt. Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. Prompt can be from season 1 or 2, or a fan fiction if we talked about the series before on the podcast.
Yes.
Or like movie or whatever.
Yeah. And if you want to follow us on our social media, we are on Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
YouTube.
Fiction After Lunch. Please subscribe on YouTube. We put gaming videos out.
Yeah, we have gaming videos and animations there, and we, I don't know, try different things, and we also have, like, how's it called, this short videos.
You know, we have, we have shorts, but...
Shorts, yeah.
I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you know the shorts.
Yeah. But they are actually getting quite some views, and
yeah, because
really nice.
Of the algorithm. And also, maybe look forward to other things. Mindy will try new things, perhaps.
Maybe, when I have time again.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you want to support our project and everything, you can just go to Patreon and Ko-fi. You can support us there. And if you would like to go to Twitter, we are there, Fiction and Lunch, just to mention it once.
Yeah.
Because we were ignoring Twitter for a while.
Yeah, I also put stuff there now and then.
Yeah.
Talk to other podcasts.
It sounded like you wanted a listener, like, okay, talk to other podcasts. Go,
No. I mean, on Twitter, I talk to other podcasts. That's
okay,
what I wanted
okay.
to say.
Perfect.
Yeah. You can also talk to other podcasts. You can support whoever you want to support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Support for everyone who is nice.
Buy some buns from Leona.
get Leona a nice lunch once in a while. Not only buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this is everything. Do you have anything else you want to mention, or?
No.
What should be our last sentence?
Bah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for listening. See you next episode. Listen to your next episode, I don't know. I just want to end. So, 3, 2, 1. Bah.